Comprehensive, relevant, and insightful conversations about health and medicine happen here on MedStar Health Doc Talk. One of the most common knee injuries happens with the ACL, anterior cruciate ligament. This is especially true among athletes playing demanding sports requiring speed who pivot or stop suddenly. Preventing an ACL injury is key because repairing them can be complicated. We're talking with sports medicine orthopedic surgeon Dr. David Cohen today to learn more. I'm your host, Mike Hsu. Welcome to Doc Talk. Dr. Cohen, welcome to you. How did I do with all my different words there? Did I say all the introduction correctly?
You did. You know, it can be difficult to use some of these terms that we're not used to. We hear a lot of talk about ACL on SportsCenter and ESPN, but the anterior cruciate ligament is an important ligament in the knee.
Before, when we get to preventing injuries or how to repair them, let's first understand what the ACL is. If we all think of our knee, and let's just take the left one, and we look straight down our knee, where is the ACL?
So the ACL actually is in the middle part of your knee. You know, if you think about the bones of the knee, you have your kneecap, which is your patella, your femur bone, which is at the lower part, and then your tibia, which is the upper part of your leg. And you have four ligaments that tend to stabilize the knee. You have ligaments on the inside and the outside, which are called your collateral ligaments. And then two ligaments in the middle called your cruciates. The one in the front is the anterior cruciate ligament, or ACL. And then you have the posterior cruciate ligament, or the PCL, in the back.
And the ACL, yeah, we do seem to hear that a lot on ESPN. Why is that the one that tends to go?
So The function of the ACL, it's a restraint to anterior translation of the knee. And what that means is that's the ligament that really allows you to cut and pivot and twist. And so when you do those activities, it's under tremendous strain. And in the right circumstances or the wrong circumstances, it can tear.
So is this something that as people are going about their daily lives, that do they know it right away, or is it something that kind of comes on gradually?
So usually most people know when they've done something to tear their ACL. The most common symptoms are the feeling of a pop followed by swelling. And if you see someone who walks into your office and says they twisted their knee and felt a pop, very likely it's the ACL.
Right. And in that case, what do you recommend they do? What's the next thing you tell them to do if they...
In the office, we typically will get an x-ray just to evaluate the knee. The x-ray is not necessarily going to show anything because the ACL is a soft tissue ligament. So the next step is usually to get an MRI. And an MRI is a study that uses magnets to look at all the soft tissue structures around the joint, the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments, and so forth.
Is this something that, you know, we alluded to athletes, certainly because of the type of use that they have with their body? You know, we see folks getting carted off, unfortunately, in the back of the Gators at the football games. But is this something that would happen to almost anyone, or is it something which the more activity you do, the greater the chances are?
Sure, that's a good question. You know, certainly the high-profile injuries are the ones that we see on television. And a lot of times those can happen, you know, through a collision where one person hits another. But there are also what we call non-contact injuries, which can happen to almost anyone. And that can happen during sports where you just twist the wrong way, or it can happen, you know, with just some day-to-day activities. You misstep off a ladder or off a curb, and you just kind of twist your knee the wrong way. And even though you may not be running down the field for a touchdown, you can still end up with an injury.
And is it the chances any greater or worse? Let's say if you're doing heavy work, or you know, you're moving someone, you're carrying heavy boxes, or you're doing some sort of, you know, intense physical labor. Is there a ratio between sort of just walking down the street versus, you know, making your body really work?
It's hard to know for sure. Certainly, you know, the heavier load that you're carrying, you know, puts increased strain on your joints, and so, you know, that can make you a little bit more predisposed to those sort of injuries.
Yeah. Who is your typical ACL patient?
So I would say, you know, in my practice, the more common folks that I see are certainly athletes. A lot of your high school and recreational sport athletes and some of the college athletes who will twist their knee or get hit by someone. In fact, today in my office, I saw a young lady who is a softball player who was pitching and slipped on the mound and felt a pop and, you know, ended up tearing her ACL. We also do see a fair amount of folks who injure their knees at work. You know, like we talked about, sometimes if you're stepping down, you twist the wrong way, you can get an injury. Certainly if you do any sort of heavy lifting or repetitive activities that put you in those positions, it's possible.
So I would imagine that when someone has an injury like this, particularly if they are an athlete, and they rely upon their body to do the things they love or they're supposed to do, it has to be kind of crushing for them at times to all of a sudden realize that the knee's not working anymore.
Yeah, it certainly is tough. And, you know, that's the hardest thing to explain to someone is that, you know, this injury, you know, is critical to their performance and unfortunately does take some time to recover. Usually, you know, the surgery is the lesser component as far as the recovery goes. The surgery itself usually takes about 2 hours, but the recovery point is the physical therapy and all the follow-up that goes along with that. It takes usually anywhere from 6 to 9 months for folks to get over an ACL injury and return back to sport. Or
six? Did you 6 to 9?
6 to 9.
Yeah. Wow, and is that at their previous performance or?
Correct. Yeah, typically, you know, most folks are in a brace right after surgery, just to protect the surgery itself as things are healing. They get into physical therapy within the first week or two after surgery. Most folks are out of a brace within a few weeks, but there is a slow progression. You know, by around 3 months, you can be jogging, starting to do some light activities. But to be able to return to full activities without any restrictions, return to sport for cutting, pivoting, twisting, and putting your body under those extreme strains and stresses is usually about 6 to 9 months.
So I know athletes are usually pretty self-motivated, and they're going to follow their PT regimen and maybe even overdo it. I have a couple of friends who are PTs, and they say that there's a complete difference in the mentality between an athlete who's coming for with like an ACL repair versus someone off the street. And what sort of advice then do you give the regular people out there about doing the PT? And does the successful regime of PT really matter?
You know, it certainly does. You know, I always counsel my patients that we all play our part. My part is to do the surgery and reconstruct your ligament. But, you know, your role is to really follow the instructions and the therapy and work as hard as you can. The therapist is going to do their part to show you guidance and how to do it. But a lot of it lies on the shoulders of the patient to be able to put in the work to get back to where they need to be.
What is it, you know, we've been talking about treatment and surgery, but what is it that you actually do?
The ACL connects from your femur bone to your tibia. It's in the what we call the intercondylar notch, which is, if you've ever seen an x-ray of the knee, this sort of U-shape portion in the middle of the knee. And what we typically will do is take some of your own tissue, either your hamstring tendon or part of your patellar tendon, and drill tunnels or holes in the femur and the tibia, and then pass the graft through and secure it with screws. That initially provides the support that your ACL gives, but it needs time for that ligament to reincorporate in your bone and actually become part of you again.
It actually will reattach itself into your bone.
Yes.
I don't know, it's fascinating to me.
Yeah, yeah. And we typically do it arthroscopically, which is a minimally invasive procedure where we use a camera and small puncture incisions through the knee. So, you know, many years ago, they would open the entire knee with a big incision, but now with these more minimally invasive techniques, it's very minimal incisions and very minimal surgery.
So with an ACL injury, it probably comes as a surprise to everyone who gets it, but is there anything that someone can do to try to prevent this?
Certainly. There is definitely training that you can do if you're an athlete called neuromuscular training that can be taught by a physical therapist to show you how to land properly, how to keep your quadriceps and your hamstring muscles strong. These are things that can train the body to prevent it from getting in the situation where you're more susceptible to these injuries.
And you believe that that type of training works?
It does. It does. There's been a lot of research and a lot of studies that have shown the success rate of doing this neuromuscular training in prevention of these injuries.
So why should a patient see a sports medicine specialist as opposed to their primary care physician or going to urgent care?
Certainly, most practitioners have an understanding of an ACL injury, but a sports medicine specialist will be able to treat it from beginning to end. They are very adept in diagnosing and getting you the treatment as quickly as possible, as well as doing the surgery and following you afterwards for your rehab and getting you sort of from point A to point B through the beginning of your injury to the end and getting you back to sport.
So even if it didn't happen as a sports type injury, or people don't think of themselves necessarily as sporty, you see enough of these that...
We do. And most of us go through what's called a fellowship, which is specialized training in the treatment of these sort of injuries related to sports. But as you said, with anyone that has the type of injury, such as an ACL.
So as far as treatment options, is it fairly the same process done in the same way, or are there different treatment options in there?
I mean, certainly the options are always conservative treatment or surgical. Conservative treatment consists of just bracing and physical therapy. The ACL does not heal on its own. Once the ligament is torn, it's torn. However, there are some people that are able to adapt to it. And depending on your age, if you were older and less active and more sedentary, can probably get away with doing conservative treatment. Those folks who tend to be more active, we usually recommend surgical intervention. And that's usually the ACL reconstruction. And of course, there are different graft options, but the techniques themselves tend to be the same.
I'm sure you have athletes that are very demanding and they want it to be as new or better. What is the long-term outlook for patients who've had this type of repair?
So, I mean, that's a very good question. Unfortunately, nothing is guaranteed. we all would hope that everything we do is 100%, but unfortunately, medicine is an art and a practice. I always counsel people that, our goal is to get them back to the level that they were, but sometimes there are some folks that don't get to that same level. There's things that, if you look at the research, make you more prone to getting back. One of them is just an isolated ACL injury. If you don't have any other injuries, such as injuries to your cartilage or your meniscus, which are the shock absorbers in the knee, that's a better outlook for your overall success. But the overall success rate for ACL surgery is pretty good. The long-term outcomes are pretty successful, anywhere from 85 to 90%.
So you talked about 6 to 9 months for it to get sort of back to normal. I'm sure you talk to a lot of athletes. When do they start to trust it? Or when does the fear go away that it's going to happen again?
So that's a tough thing. It's different for every athlete. Certainly we hear sort of the great success stories, such as the Adrian Petersons of the world,
right,
who get back very quickly. But there are other folks that sometimes it takes a year or more to get back there. The important thing is that you get your strength back and your quadricep muscle returns, and that the therapists feel that you're at that point where you're ready to go. We actually have a lot of great return-to-play protocols that we have across the system that have been established over the years from some of our great therapists. We do video recordings to actually show the patients how they're doing and share those with the providers as well. It's a long process, but everyone works together to hopefully get people back to where they need to be.
So what's on the horizon? Innovations, research, technology, what's coming up?
There certainly have been improvements with techniques over the years. There's something called an internal brace, which is actually a way to augment the repair to improve the stability. And Dr. Wimi Dewogi down at the Washington Hospital Center has been one of the pioneers with that. There's also been talk of using some stem cells to help improve and speed up recovery. Nothing is here right now, but certainly things are always changing and technology is always improving.
Outstanding. So what do you want people to take away from this discussion?
So I think it's important, first of all, that people understand how you injure your knee and what the symptoms of an ACL tear are, and just sort of the realistic expectations of the recovery, and that, you know, there is a recovery in the end, but it does take time and everyone needs to work together to get you to that point.
Outstanding. Dr. Cohen, I want to thank you. We've been talking with Dr. David Cohen of the MedStar Orthopedic Institute. We appreciate your expertise and the service you do and the lives you help to change through your work. To learn more about Dr. Cohen, visit medstarortho.org/Cohen or schedule an appointment by calling 443-777-6788. That's 443-777-6788.